This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh?
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
Well, looky here. It is Saturday night. Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you. We've got a lot to get to on a very big show tonight. We are star-studded. George Lopez is going to be with us. He's got a brand new movie coming out called Walking with Herb. Of all the shows, movies that I've seen recommended titles of in recent days, I've not seen one quite that, I don't know. There's something, I just find it refreshing, Walking with Herb. You know what it is? I think I do know what it is. My boys just finished Phineas and Ferb. And after four seasons of like 168 episodes per season, because each episode is at least two episodes long. I feel like anything that has the Ferb in it. Anyway, Walking with Herb, George Lopez, looking forward to a great conversation with him. I've never talked to the, very well-known comedian. I've never had any conversation with him, which is unusual because I have had a lot of conversations with a lot of, well-known people. But I think I'm going to enjoy this. And he's pretty chill and relaxed from what I understand. So it should be a good conversation. But let's go back to the big board because there's a lot of other stuff that we're going to get to tonight. Dr. Douglas Howard's going to be here. Did you know that medical schools, and this is a little bit of a scandal, I actually think. But medical schools are now requiring only 2 hours of actual nutrition education to get your medical degree. And I'm like, well, wait a second. How does that even work? Like, seriously, are we just supposed to get sick and have injuries and get pills for them? Is that how, or is there something about what we do that we could actually help prevent some of that stuff? Anyway, he's going to be with us this hour. Eileen Fisher is going to join us for the first time tonight. She is a matchmaker out of New York City. People pay her big money to connect them with the loves of their life. And she knows a lot about what she's going to do. She's going to be our featured guest in the Ladies Lounge tonight. And then before we're done, our musical guest, this is a story. I love good stories. Mandy Harvey is our guest. She has a brand new single out. It's called Masterpiece, and she's going to perform that for us. But when you hear her perform, she is a former alumnus of America's Got Talent, and she is 100% completely deaf. The fact that she can sing, pop music, that she can sing in rhythm with her band and her track and everything else, I find this amazing. I knew that, you know, Beethoven was deaf, or at least, you know, went deaf over the years, but she went deaf about 10 years ago, yet has nearly perfect pitch, and I think you're going to be really blown away by this cool new single that she has out. So, music from Mandy Harvey later in the show, and it's going to be a very packed agenda all the way through there. Now, if you have not joined us yet on Monday through Friday nights, I hope that you will. If you check out the Radio Night Live Twitter feed, you can get a link to join us on a nightly basis. But we go a little bit earlier Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. Out of AM 970, The Answer in New York City. And then here on Saturday nights, 9 to 11 live. Then they replay us 11 to 1 on Biz TV, our TV partner. And then we go on a number of radio stations just kind of all over the weekend. So the bulk of our people get us 9 to 11. A whole bunch more of us, more of them get us from 11 to 1. And then there's other people that get us even at differing hours than that through the weekend. So thank you for taking us with you tonight, and glad to be here. Now, let me go back to a story that's kind of big here in the New York area. I've wondered and I've struggled with how to play this on the national stage, because I just don't really think that America should naturally care about the trials of one Andrew Cuomo. But when you see how relegated he was to the upper atmosphere of praise during the COVID crisis, and then you realize that he killed eight times the number of people that Osama bin Laden did on 9/11. He's killed about eight times that in the COVID crisis with his policies. And then there's all of these weird stories about all these women that are coming forward and stuff that is just really kind of tawdry and very untoward anyway. And I don't, like, I want anyone that feels like they were wronged by him, especially if he put their hands on them, put his lips on them, any number of other things against their will, I want them to receive justice. So I'm not saying that their claims are not important. But in terms of public policy and what it's done to the people, and to some extent, and I really want to drive this point home, Andrew Cuomo was used as an example to the rest of the country. So there were other governors that took his lead. Phil Murphy in New Jersey, Whitmer in Michigan, Gavin Newsom in California. They all kind of crafted their same policies, particularly for nursing homes, the way New York Governor Andrew Cuomo did. And so they followed his lead, and as a result, they had similar outcomes. They had disastrous deaths in nursing homes, far above the national average, far above what they should have been, because they just fell in lockstep with what the superstar was doing at the time, which is kind of dumb. Like, I don't care if it's your best friend who's the governor of another state. If you don't think that it's wise, don't do what they're doing. And, of course, when there were other governors that did it very differently, like Governor Abbott in Texas or Governor DeSantis in Florida, people, oh, well, you know, look at them. They're super spreaders and they're wanting people to die. And those states are so far ahead of us now in terms of much fewer deaths, much fewer overall infections. And they are completely open. And New York is just getting to 75% capacity in restaurants outside of New York City. The city is going to still be landlocked at 50%, at least for another week. So there's really no, in my opinion, there's just no debate that Governor Andrew Cuomo did it wrong. But here's the latest little bit of news about the governor. According to a New York Times podcast that came out last night, Governor Cuomo, in a conversation with so there's a third party in New York State called the Working Families Party. And if the Democrats are the slight left of center party, this is the way, way, way left party. The Working Families Party are the crazy, crazy, crazy communists. And they want basically government to do everything for them, wipe their hiney, feed them their baby food, and everything in between. And Cuomo was on the phone with their leader back when he was running for governor the last time, and the Working Families Party decided to endorse Cynthia Nixon, an actress who really doesn't know anything about government at all, but she had a big platform. She said that she wanted to be the governor. She challenged him, actually made it more of a race than Andrew Cuomo thought it should have been. But he got really mad at the Working Families Party, and he basically said to them, you have to support me or else. And the leader, Mr. Lipton, said of to the governor, he said, Governor, I apologize, but I need to clarify one thing. You're free to say whatever you want to about us, but I just want to be clear. Our line is going to be that we have differences with you, but our differences with Republicans are far greater. So if our people don't vote for you in the primary, that's because we differ with you. But if they vote, if you win the primary, then we're going to tell them you're more our guy than the Republicans are. Now, this is what he was responding to. He said, Cuomo said to Mr. Lipton, and what was his name? He's running against, okay, so the Republican was Mark Molinaro. And he says, if you ever say, well, he's better than a Republican again, then I'm going to say you're better than a child rapist. So Cuomo was willing to invoke child rape in rhetorical measures to enforce basically unity in the left of center world of politics that he was in control of. Isn't that remarkable? I mean, there's a lot of things I can say about someone who's opposed me on something or just disagreed with a decision I made or disagreed with somebody I was supporting politically or whatever. My brain would never go to the place where I would say, well, at least you're better than a child rapist. Like, who even contemplates child rape when trying to compare an agenda that they want to get done, particularly when they're working for the people? Where does that language come from? What seeds are so deeply planted and rooted in his heart that he can basically equivocate his political opponents to the people that do the most vile thing against children on the planet? This is the problem with the American left today. They have no filter. There is no grid, and there's nothing to stop them. They have the House, Senate, and presidency. And we're starting to see what the fruit of their heart really looks like. And if it involves child rape, I would judge that we should be quite concerned about that at the end of the day. Coming right back, we got a big show. Doc Howard and George Lopez joins us this hour. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about, getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys, of all the boys.
All right, welcome to Saturday night. Every time you're with us, we always love to fill your life with information and your evening with entertainment, and I love my regular guests that are able to do that and offer such great help. And my next guest does that better than just about anybody.
Dr. Douglas Howard, who also is the originator of Balance of Nature's Fruits and Veggies. You know, it's a happy day when I get my monthly shipment yesterday, because I get a double shipment now, and there's more people in my family taking them. And I saw that box sitting on my desk when I got in, and I was like, it's just a happy thing just to see those fruits and veggies come. I think that's partly because I feel so much better through this long pandemic cycle than I think a lot of people have. And I attribute it 1,000% to the fruits and veggies and keeping me healthy. Dr. Douglas Howard is back. Doc, there's a big story coming out of England today saying that several studies coming out of the UK have found that clinicians are underprepared to facilitate nutrition discussion with their patients. A recent study of about 853 medical students and doctors found that over 70% had received less than 2 hours of nutrition training while at medical school. Now, this is horrible. If you're doing medicine in Europe, I think you need to know something about nutrition. What say you?
Well, let's not take it to Europe alone. I cannot pin it on there. Let me tell you, that's just the one you've read.
Yeah,
I've been to multiple medical schools, and I talk to them, and we work with them, and we're actually working with medical schools right now, both osteopathic and medical, and we're going in and talking about this very thing, and about the triad of health even. Believe me, I'm getting to talk in medical schools finally about the triad of health and how this all comes together. But this is not unusual. 2 hours of study, hey, you know what, that might be more than most schools get.
Really?
And it is crazy because diseases, most of them are lifestyle diseases. We forget that. Weakened immune systems are mostly lifestyle diseases. So if you're getting frequent flus and colds, and what is a lifestyle disease? Ask yourself, what is a lifestyle disease? Not only define them, but which ones would they be? Any disease can be a lifestyle disease, and that simply means changing your lifestyle can change your risk of that disease, illness, anything there. I'll give you one when I first started working into geriatrics and working with senior patients more and more, I realized, can you guess what the symptoms for scurvy are? You know, when was the last time you thought people had scurvy? What do you think of when I say
I don't know. I think of like pirate ships and people that are stuck on long time ocean voyages. And wasn't that
maybe?
Wasn't that also, by the way, there's something about some sort of fruit that they would serve on
oranges. Oranges.
Yeah.
And they also started eating the potato peels. People don't know that. The potato peelings that had enough chemistry and a naturally occurring nutrition chemistry in them to even make a difference. But,
oh, wow.
But you're right. That's why they start limes. They started carrying limes. And, so limes was their big thing to carry on ships to stop the scurvy. They figured that back in the 1400s. And we can't figure it out today. But so here's the key with this scurvy. The symptoms for scurvy are easily bruising.
Okay.
Loose teeth, bleeding gums, connective tissue breakdown. Can you think of any major population or demographic that we have in the United States that when they bump into things, they bruise easily, or their skin starts to peel back, or their hair starts to fall out? That's another scurvy symptom.
Yeah.
But hair falling out, weak skin, bruising easily, loose teeth. What demographic in our society really struggles?
Well, I would say elderly is what comes to mind.
Yes, and it's caused by malnutrition more than anything else, not aging.
Oh, wow.
You don't have to have that when you're aging. There's ways to stop that and change that. And that's what's so important, that doctors need to get this instruction so we can talk to our patients again. We don't talk to our patients anymore. We just see them, we look at them, we get a symptom, and we write a prescription for it. Not we. I don't do that anymore.
Right.
But that's a problem in our society. And we need to talk more. We need to find out what their diets are, what their stress levels are, what their social environment is. Did they recently experience a death in their family? Did they recently experience separation or divorce or loss of job? Those all have to do with your nutrition too and lifestyle diseases. And so it does make me saddened when I hear that what little bit of nutrition we ever got in medical schools is decreasing and not increasing. Because how can a doctor who hopefully is still taking the oath from Hippocrates and saying that they're a wealth of knowledge for your community, how can you be a wealth of knowledge and a trusted person in your health if you're not studying what brings true health?
Well, and I think that's one of the reasons why we reported on a couple of trends in American medical schools last year. They very much verified everything you were saying, but in the American medical school arena, it seemed as though the emphasis has been on increasing the amount of nutritional education. And this story today saying more than half of those in the UK are failing to meet the minimum number of nutrition learning objectives. And they've identified
2 hours. The minimum, they're getting 2 hours of nutrition training. Okay. And I need to express that. Go ahead.
Yeah. But they're saying that fails the basic minimum of what these doctors are going to need. And I got to guess, Dr. Howard, that with COVID and other viruses that are going to be coming, because you know, there's another one that's going to be down the pike at some point.
We've got to
be doing more from a nutritional standpoint, so that we're just not, you know, inundated with this stuff. Like, our immune system is our first line of defense and our best line of defense.
Absolutely. It is. Nature, God, I don't care who you want to call it. I'll call it God, was smart enough to make that all work. If we just keep it running right.
Yeah.
And we can't just think nutrition. I'll be honest, we can't. We have to think our physical health, our chemical health, and our spiritual, mental, emotional, it's all one health.
Well, on the chemical side, friends, I have never been more confident in a product that I've ever used. I've never seen more direct benefit to my own life than I have with the Balance of Nature fruits and veggies. I take about 9 a day right now. And I've seen a tremendous increase in my energy, in my overall health. I've had some blood work done recently, and people are surprised at 51. I have such good stuff in those reports. I attribute it 100%. So get 35% off. Get your free preferred shipping on your first preferred order when you call right now. 800-246-8751.
That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. And use promo code KMC when you call. Dr. Howard, always appreciate you being with us. Have a great weekend. Coming back with actor George Lopez on Radio Night Live.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Biden administration is scrambling to find the capacity for the nearly 14,000 illegal immigrants in federal custody from the recent surge at the southern border. That includes more than 5,000 unaccompanied children in U.S. Customs and Border Protection custody. Senator Marsha Blackburn says numbers like that prove that the border situation is out of control. The Tennessee Republican tells Fox News that criminal elements are making the situation worse by taking advantage of the confusion.
You have international drug cartels, human trafficking, sex trafficking cartels, and where are they all coming to work? The northern part of Mexico, just south of the U.S. border. And for the drug and human and sex trafficking, this is out of control. So no, they do not have this border under control, and there are steps they need to take immediately to get it back under control.
This is USA Radio News.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis, and that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Landmark. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. You know, we talk about the stuff that's really on the front pages of the paper every day, but I am always glad to set that down when we have the opportunity to engage people that are involved in different areas of the culture and life, especially as it includes people that you might have been entertained by over the years. And my next guest certainly has a long list of hits from stand-up comic years to television to film and even specials, you know, inaugural specials and Latin Grammy Award shows and so forth. When I say the name George Lopez, you probably have a favorite George Lopez scene or experience or something associated with that. But I'm honored to have him with us as we're going to talk about his brand-new project. George, it's a joy to welcome you to Kevin McCullough Radio. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Kevin. Thanks for your time.
I am fascinated by different aspects of your life and career, and I know that, like so many people, and my morning man here in New York City is Joe Piscopo, and he's told stories as well of how he got his start. You started out, like a lot of people did, on the comedy circuit and as a stand-up, and then later kind of transitioned over to TV and film. But talk to me about those early days, and do you ever miss it? Do you ever miss doing the live stand-up, kind of having the raw reaction from the crowd there in person?
Well, you know, I haven't done a show in a year. And I don't think that as difficult as a year as it's been for everyone. I didn't have a place in my life where I think I would have taken a year off had this not happened.
Huh.
And seeing everything and, you know, you have to, you know, we've all, whether you believe in faith or not, you have to believe that things are going to get better and that things are getting better. And with a positive attitude or a healthy attitude, you know, those things move people forward, and the dark places and dark attitudes kind of move people away from people who are good, I believe, you know. And I think in this book, you know, Walking with Herb, and then, you know, Everyday Normal playing, you know, Joel Mabliano, this guy who's a banker who missed just, you know, as a golfer when he was younger, just a slight miss changed the direction of his life, where he became a banker, and then as he's, you know, going to the bank every day, he's just become this, you know, kind of regulated guy, and he suffers some loss in his family and really kind of spins where no one can get to him, and he's lost his faith. And I think God knows, you know, everything, and he just sends people to kind of restore his faith, which he has none in the beginning. And gradually, I don't think it's much about her being a messenger of God as much as good being the messenger of God, that once he, you know, starts to do something that he enjoyed doing, that his overall attitude was starting to change, and his connection was better with his wife. His connection was better with something that he really loved to do that he thought that he had lost forever. And those are the things that, you know, when you see people, like I would say, hey, be safe, or, you know, take care of yourself. And it's kind of like a stock question, but it's really not. I mean, there are people out there that do not take care of themselves. And if you say, hey, take care of yourself, okay? I mean, people are worried. If bad people say that to me, and it means a lot when you know that it's coming from a place where somebody means that. When somebody said, just almost like, you know, oh, yeah, you're very welcome, you know, for nothing.
Yeah. No, and I think that it's interesting that you started out talking about the past year, because I certainly think COVID has done something to the entire planet, but especially here in America, to the average person, that we won't probably know the real price of for a long time. I think that being locked up and shut down and not being able to kind of live life the way we need to. We're social beings, right? We have a need to be in connection with one another. It has been hard. And I've wondered, because I've observed over the years, the limited comedians I've been able to interview and so forth, there's always, seems like there's been some dark part of their life that caused them to want to be comics to begin with. It was a way of helping maybe adjust to something or deal with something. But bringing joy and laughter to people's lives, I think, is one of the ways that you extend life. I think it's one of the ways you get people healthier and they live longer when they're able to laugh. So I appreciate you giving us that insight on your past year. And I do want to talk about the film. And when we continue, not only talk about the film, but, George, I want to ask you about a very specific incident that occurred with Sandra Bullock in the beginning of your career, and how that impacted you, particularly from a racial perspective. We're speaking with George Lopez, obviously a famous actor and comedian. He is starring in a new film that comes out in the month of April, Walking with Herb. You can go to Walking with Herb, the movie, to get more information. Just Google that, and you'll find the proper website. We'll also have more information for you as we get closer to that as well. But very happy to have George Lopez with us tonight. Kevin McCullough, stay with us. We're coming right back.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word trend to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word trend to 48542. Text trend to 48542. Text the word trend to 48542.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
604-2575 or visit Landmark. All right, live from New York, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. It's Radio Night Live, and we're in the midst of a conversation with George Lopez. And George, I was reading in your history that Sandra Bullock, a comedy club in Austin, and George Lopez had a very interesting intersection. Tell me about it.
I went to the Austin City Comedy Club, and Chappelle had been there the week before, and the manager comes over and says, Sandra Bullock is going to come to the second show. She called, instead of an area of sight. And I had been, like, drinking on stage and just really awful. And I remember going to the green room, and I closed the door, and I got on my knees, and I said, please, if you're up there, please make her not come to the show. Please, because I was not in any condition, I thought, where I would have been something that she would have remembered. And then like 20 minutes later, she goes, hey, she's not coming. Somebody calls, says she can't make it. And I was like, oh, my God, please, thank you so much. And then when I started to clean up shortly after, not because of that, that I just started to just worry less about what people thought of me and try to clean up my own life, that the opportunity was presented again. And when she came to see me, I was a different person than I was in Austin. And she was intrigued by the, you know, by my family life and my, in my stand-up of my grandmother. And she said, I want to have a meeting with you and talk about what's in your act, because I have an idea for a show, but it's nothing like what you have, and I'm more intrigued about what you have. And then, much like, you know, Joe in the movie Walking with Herb, that every time something starts to go good, he's like, oh, man, I'm not going to go over it. Nothing good's going to come of it. And my manager had to call me and tell me, hey, they're waiting for you. Go over there. Please do not show up. And I said, okay. And I went, and I remember she walked me out after like a three-hour meeting. And I said, listen, I just want to say thank you, because what you're trying to do has never been done successfully in the history of TV. So I just want to say, you know, thank you. And she's like, why don't you just worry about being funny and let me worry about all the business side of it.
Wow.
And that was everything, you know, she just became the person that she said she was going to be. And she was by my side, and she went to the auditions, and she went to the showcases. And the closer we got to selling the show, she showed up. And, you know, it was my first grandmother. So.
Yeah, no, that's such a cool story, and it's so consistent with.
She's kind of very private, but I mean, it was a relationship that I feel like I wouldn't have had the opportunity had Sandra Bullock not been in my life.
Yeah, well, and that brings me to this current movie. You get to work with Mr. Olmos in the film, and I haven't seen the whole thing. I'm about halfway through the screener copy that they sent, but. It really is a very touching story, combined with a lot of humor and a lot of observations about life. And I'm just curious, George Lopez, what caused you to want to do this particular narrative at this point in time in your career?
Yeah, you know, it's a lot to bite off, you know, and I mean, I wasn't afraid when I read the script that I didn't think I could do it. A lot of times, you ever once had to ask me if I would consider, you know, being in a Broadway play, and I flew to New York, they flew me to New York, and I saw the play, and I was like, there's no way I'm doing this. So I wasn't afraid of trying something that people would be like, wow, I've never seen him like that. Actually, I was encouraged that I thought that I had lived enough and knew enough to be able to pull Herb off. And, you know, Edward James is almost, you know, Academy Award actor, just brilliant at everything that he does. I knew that I had to not only be prepared as an actor, but I've lived a pretty interesting life myself with a lot of ups and downs. And I've, you know, not given a lot of advice, but I've managed to pull myself out of darkness, you know, more than a few times in my own life. And I thought that that would be a great side of Herb, as well as being, you know, connected to the Almighty, that would be able to show in this movie that with a little bit of faith and with some good things happening to you, that you don't have to win the lottery to have your faith restored. Just little things that he saw the change in from day to day helped him along the path to kind of become what he became toward the end of the movie, which is way different. His smile and his demeanor is way different. It was exciting to do.
Well, and you've mentioned the fact that there is a lot of God in this film, and I think that that is something that, you know, particularly as people have dealt with COVID and maybe they've lost some family members, or maybe they've known some people that really struggled, this has been something over the last year that I know that people have probably gotten more serious about in their life on some level. And I'm just curious, if you don't mind, talk to me for just a final question here about what is God in your life? How important of a role is it? And you know, what are your thoughts on that as you've hit this stage of your life and career?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, my grandmother wasn't the most lovable person. She believed in God. She was not the most encouraged, but also she didn't have the best life. And I think her connection spiritually was to take care of her family. It was very family-oriented. Whether they did it with an iron fist, there was still some guiding there. And, right. You know, they gave me a place. My grandparents raised me, and they gave me a place that I could, you know, call a home. They'd move around a lot, went to school. And as I started to grow up and realize that I was kind of raised, you know, really with not a wide view of the world, and then finding it in comedy, which isn't the easiest thing to do, but also to see good things happen through hard work and knowing that, you know, you have to believe in something in order to move your life forward. If you just sit around and you're like, I don't believe anything that's ever going to happen to me is going to be good. You believe in God. You believe in a higher power. You believe in spirits. And I believe in signs that are along the way. You see people. I've been talking about people in my life, and I'm like, that's the, he's right there.
Yeah.
There's no accident.
No, my grandmother, my mother-in-law, used to say that she liked to play dot to dot with God, and she could see the signs, and she would know that that was something that was next in the journey. And I thought that was a great way of describing it.
Absolutely. I mean, and knowing that, you know, people that I've known were sick and were going to pass, I knew they were going to a better place, and I loved them until the end, and I think that's, only God can bring that to a person's soul.
All right. George Lopez, thank you for your time tonight. Good luck with Walking with Herb coming to theaters in April. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help.
Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, what a quick moving night tonight on Radio Night Live. Thank you for being with us, and thanks to George Lopez and Dr. Douglas Howard for joining us here in the first hour. Coming up in the next hour, put that big board back up there, Nick. We've got a couple of special treats. Eileen Fisher is going to join us. She is one of the premier matchmakers in the New York City tri-state area. And when I say matchmakers, I mean people hire her for big dollars to help put them together with people that she thinks are going to work out relationally. And in the era of post-COVID, what does dating even look like? Not just in New York City, but across the country. So we'll have some fun with Eileen in the Ladies Lounge tonight. And then before we're done, that other lady that was there on the slate tonight, that is Mandy Harvey, who is completely deaf, but she's a talented singer-songwriter. And when I say singer and talented and deaf, I mean that. She has near-perfect pitch and has just released a brand-new single called Masterpiece that will be debuting tonight in the music section of the show. So looking forward to Mandy Harvey and Eileen Fisher in the second hour as we go along. Now, I want to give you some update on our project for the spring for Christian Solidarity International. You've known for the last number of years we have worked together to liberate tens of thousands of slaves with people all over the world. We are again aiming to try to get another 200 or so liberated this year in 2021. We freed nearly 250 last year, and we have 192 names that are on the list. And thus far, we are off to a great start. About 24 slaves that would not have been free at the beginning of the year are going to be freed this spring because listeners to Kevin McCullough and Radio Night Live have said, I want to get involved. And so we're in a fairly exciting month. My local audience in New York City on a daily basis is involved in this, and as are you. And tonight the number is 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. When we kick off the Ladies Lounge tonight, I'm actually going to tell you the story of a young lady whose life has been dramatically impacted by someone who gave last year. So I hope that you'll stay with us for the top of the next hour as we kick in the Ladies Lounge, even before our first guest arrives. Eileen Fisher and Mandy Harvey will be with us later in the hour, but I'm going to start with the story of a young woman that I hope will move your heart. But if you want to help us, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. How do you help? Well, for $250, you can liberate one slave's life. A lot of people don't realize in South Sudan, when the Sudanese Civil War ended, tens of thousands of slaves were not released. In fact, they were just kept in slavery in the north of Sudan. And we have a chance with our friends at Christian Solidarity International to not only earn their release, but then to give them a sack of hope to help start their life with everything in it that they need. I'll describe that at the top of the next hour as well. So coming up next, hour number two, stay with us. It's Radio Night Live. I'm Kevin McCullough. So excited to have you with us.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.